So let's continue. We referred something last week then. Still, a soul which is faithful to God cannot confirm its own inspirations. It must submit themselves to the control of a very wise and learned priest. And until it is quite certain, it should remain distrustful. It should not, on its own initiative unknown, but put it trust in these inspirations and all other higher graces, because it can thus expose itself to great losses. So many times, right, your inspiration shared with some learned priest, or just make sure. Otherwise, very easy to just self-content. I have. This is right from God. And sometimes the devil can come in. If you're not humble in self, sometimes many people can fall into the trap. The devil, you know, in between some lines, you thought it's God's inspiration, but not always. Even though our soul may immediately distinguish between false inspirations and those of God, it should nevertheless be careful, because many things are uncertain. God is pleased and rejoices when a soul distrusts Him for His own sake. Because it loves Him, it is prudent and itself asks and searches for Him to make certain that it is really God who is acting within it. That's why sometimes Jesus was telling Faustina something, no? And then the superior said no. But Faustina is so certain that this will of God, you stole him this. But finally, the superior gave the right green light one way or another. But she obeyed. This is more pleasing to Jesus that she obeyed the superior than to hear himself. You can imagine. And once a well-instructed confessor has confirmed this, the soul should be at peace and give itself up to God according to His directions. That is, according to the directions of the confessor. Pure love is capable of great deeds, and it is not broken by difficulty or adversity. As you remain strong in the midst of great difficulties, so too it perseveres in the toilsome and drab life of each day. It knows that only one thing is needed to please God, to do even the smallest things out of great love. Love. And always love. Small things with great love. Things maybe of the kitchen. It's different. The way you cook, the food you prepared, it's different. It's a work of love. But small. Pure love never errs. You might sometimes good intention did some mistakes many times. Good intention and bad effect. Sometimes it happens. But pure love never errs. Its night is strangely plentiful. It will not be anything that might displease God. It is ingenious at doing what is more pleasing to God, and no one will equal it. It's happy when it can empty itself and burn like a pure offering. The more it gives of itself, the happier it is. That means the less for yourself, the more joy you enjoy in life. Nothing for yourself. But also, no one can sense dangers from afar as can love. So when you have love, you can sense some kind of danger, some kind of trap. If she really, your love is genuine. It knows how to unmask and also knows with whom it has to deal. So many times, Faustina, also we encounter some person, you know, the person has kind of bad intentions. She's aware of it. She prays. But my torments are coming to an end. The Lord is giving me the promised help. I can see it in two priests, namely Father Andres and Father Sopoko. During the retreat before my perpetual vows, I was set completely at peace for the first time by Father Andres. And afterwards, I was led in the same direction by Father Sopoko. This was the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. So I think beforehand, Jesus promised her to give her the spiritual directors to guide her. When I was set at peace and taught how to follow God's paths, my spirit rejoiced in the Lord. And it seemed to me that I was running, not walking. My wings were spread for flight. I soared into the very heat of the sun, and I will not descend until I rest in Him, in whom my soul has lost itself forever, no more in herself, just to the Lord. And I subjected myself totally to the action of grace. God stoops very lowly to my soul. I do not draw back, nor do I resist Him, but I lose myself in Him as my own treasure. I'm one with the Lord. It is as if the gulf between us, creator and creature, disappears, completely lost in Jesus. For a few days, my soul was in a state of continuous ecstasy. God's presence did not leave me for a single moment. And my soul remains in a continuous loving union with the Lord. So you can imagine, with the grace always settled. And for last 2 weeks, you know, last week, she was so feeling so bad. No nights. All the time, asking, and no answer. Days and nights, she's crying. Even the superior, she was crying, lying on the floor. You know, she don't know what to do. Only the superior came and just ordered her, stand up, sister, stand up. You see, you can imagine. And my soul remained in a continuous loving union with the Lord. But this in no way interfered with the performance of my duties. I felt I was transformed into love. I was all afire, but without being burned up. I lost myself in God unceasingly. God drew me to Himself so strongly and powerfully that sometimes I was not aware of being on earth. I had impeded and feared God's grace for so long, and now God Himself, through Father Andres, has removed all difficulties. My spirit has been turned towards the sun and has blossomed in His rays for Him unknown. Understand no more. That's the beauty, no? But you have to always believing, even you are in trial. I have wasted many of God's graces because I was always afraid of being deluded. God drew me to Himself so powerfully that often it was not in my power to resist His grace when I was suddenly immersed in Him. At these moments, Jesus filled me with such great peace that later on, even if I tried to become uneasy, I could not do so. And then I heard these words in my soul. in order that you may be assured that it is I who am demanding all these things of you, I will give you such profound peace that even if you wanted to feel troubled and frightened, it would not be in your power to do so today. But love will flood your soul to the point of self-oblivion. She lost herself. Just nothing else. Just in the Lord. As if she is not living the world that she mentioned one beginning. No? Even though I absorbed into the Lord, but I still do my duty. Not because in the kitchen and you just meditate all the time. Like a lighting and not talking anything and just... No, she cuts well, she do it well, does well, everything with joy. But she did his job. So you imitate her always, not just imitate her silence, prayer, and no, it's not enough in his work. Later Jesus gave me another priest, Father Sopoko, before whom he ordered me to reveal my soul. At first, I did so with a bit of hesitation, but a severe reprimand from Jesus brought about a deep humility within my soul. Under his direction, my soul made quick progress in the love of God. And many wishes of the Lord were carried out externally. Many a time have I been astonished at his courage and his profound humility. Oh, how wretched my soul is for having wasted so many graces. So, Sopoko is teaching him many things that maybe perhaps she wasn't aware in the past and just wasted all the opportunities. Now, this priest keep her 24 hours over every minute living in the will of the Lord. I was running away from God and he pursued me with his graces. I most often experienced God's graces when I least expected them. From the moment he gave me a spiritual director, I have been more faithful to grace. Thanks to the director and its watchfulness over my soul, I've learned what guidance means and how Jesus looks at it. Jesus warned me of the least faults and stressed that he himself judges the matter that I present to my confessor. And Jesus told me, any transgressions against the confessor touch me myself. That means if you don't trust him, that means you don't trust me. Respect him. If you don't respect him just a little bit, you don't respect me. See? When under his direction, my soul began to experience deep recollection and peace. I often heard these words in my soul: strengthen yourself for combat. Repeat over and over at various times. I remember when we do the 33 days of consecration to our Heavenly Mother, and then some kind of passages, it's always the wordings from the Heavenly Mother, you know, kind of as if she's forming an army to fight against evil. Well, she said she recruit us as her soldier to fight. Okay. Our Heavenly Mother is a woman, no? How can she imagine to be an army, to be a soldier? But the wordings is heat from her. You can imagine. You have to fight strong, stand, combat against evil. Because today, the trap is very lenient, soft music. I can feel that you lost yourself into the Lord. Combat, get out, go. When once you aware this, it's not true, not right, stop. especially in the intellect, no? Many temptations, this dream, it's coming another, the sight, always the trap, solve, but you can enter into sin. Jesus often makes known to me that, look to me, what he does not like in my soul. And he has more than once rebuked me for what seemed to be trifles, but which were, in fact, things of great importance. So at times, we all do small things, or just shout at her, or just, you know, say some comments, negative comments, or all these little things. But for Jesus, nothing is little. Even for sinner, you know, I don't think she make much comments on other people. And then she made this comment. Jesus rebuked her, even for smallest things. He has warned me and tried me like a master. For many years, he himself educated me until the moment when he gave me a spiritual director. Previously, he himself had made clear to me what I did not understand. But now he tells me to ask my confessor about everything and often says, I will answer you through his mouth. Be at peace. So Jesus didn't answer his questions. Maybe she asked many things. Ask what's good. Jesus is omnipotent, he's powerful. And Jesus make use of fragile humanity. Humility, you know. It has never happened to me that I have received any answer which was all contrary to what the Lord wanted of me when I presented it to the spiritual director. It sometimes happens that Jesus first asked certain things of me about which no one knew anything. And then, when you at the confessional, my confessor gives me the same order. However, this is infrequent, not many times. But sometimes you ask something, and then spiritual director unknowingly asks the same thing. He said not very often, not happened very often, but come together sometimes. But over a long period of time, I so has received much light and many inspirations. And when the confessors have confirmed the source of these inspirations and set the soul at peace, if its love is great, Jesus now makes it known that it is time to put into action what it has received. The soul recognizes that God is counting on it, and this knowledge fortifies it. It knows that to be faithful, it will often have to face various difficulties. But it trusts in God. And thanks to this trust, it reaches that point to which God is calling it. Difficulties do not terrify it. They are its daily bread, as it were. Remember, this daily bread. When we say we have fast on bread and water, this small fasting, all these little things, we have to do it. They do not frighten or terrify the soul. Just as a warrior who is constantly in battle is not terrified by the roar of the cannon. Far from being frightened, it listens to determine from which side the enemy is launching his attack in order to defeat him. It does nothing blindly, but examines and ponders everything deeply and not counting on itself. It prays fervently and asks advice of other warriors who are experienced and wise. When a soul acts in this way, it nearly always wins. Nearly, not always. It's assured we can win. but you have to be careful also all the time. They are attacks. When a soul has no time to think or seek advice, sometimes you feel lazy. Okay, I can settle this by myself. I don't need to talk to Father Sopoko now. I manage. They are attacks. When a soul has no time to think or ask or seek advice, then it must enter into a life or death struggle. Sometimes it is good to flee for cover in the wound. The wound of the heart of Jesus, if the answer is a single word. By this very act, the enemy is already defeated. So, don't go to yourself, go to Jesus. In time of peace as well, the soul continues making efforts, just as in time of battle. It must exercise itself and do so with energy. Otherwise, there's no chance of attaining victory. So it means always on guard, watchful, ready for battle. Even you are at a time of peace, just a military man, every day in the camp to exercise. Just like a fireman, you know, although they have a shift for 24 hours basis. Even the sleeping day, they have to do exercise. Otherwise, the third day, we saw a big fire, and he cannot carry, you know, you are so weak, you cannot carry the cannon, and you know, you have to always on the battlefield. No rest until you die. Don't say, I can rest. You know, Jesus gave a good example, no? He said, you know, the man say, oh, this year's harvest, big harvest, I can build big palm and give them everything and that I can rest. And what a comment of Jesus, stupid. Tonight, I will send you back to heaven and you'll reign, and tomorrow, this is what we are. But always alert. I regard a time of peace as a time of preparation for victory. The soul must be ever watchful. Watchfulness and again watchfulness. The time you say, I'm safe, I'm okay. You fail. That's the time you're not okay. You're proud. Self-trust. You see? Simple gospel message. But we don't believe so much. We have, I'm strong. I pray. I have so many other people. You know, people is or support me. Not enough. Without Jesus, we can't do anything. The soul that reflects receives much light. A distracted soul runs the risk of a fall, and let it not be surprised when it does fall. So many times you can imagine yourself, my experience, you know, everybody, self-experience. The time we fall is the time we thought we are strong. And then we don't trust much more. O Spirit of God, direct of the soul, wise is he whom you have trained. But for the Spirit of God to act in the soul, peace and recollection are needed. Prayer. A soul arms itself by prayer for all kinds of combat. In whatever state the soul may be, it ought to pray. A soul which is pure and beautiful must prayer. Don't think that I'm a sweet soul. I'm so close to Jesus, and you know, I don't need much. You know, or else it will lose its beauty. A soul with its striving after this purity must pray, or else it will never attain it. a soul which is newly converted must pray, or else it will fall again. Sometimes with special grace, we can get rid of some bad habits, and we can start praying more fervently, more faithfully, every day. Be careful. Keep on. Otherwise, once you lose, you fall back. Dang, dang, dang. Life is like that. A soul which is newly converted must pray, or else it will fall again. A sinful soul plunged in sins must pray so that it might rise again. There is no soul which is not bound to pray, for every single grace comes to the soul through prayer. So we just keep this concept, prayer. No matter you are a saint, a newly converted, or a sinner, no matter what stage you are, you must be close to the Lord. With the heart, pray with the heart, not just words. When you keep the rosary in your hand, as if you are holding the hand of our Heavenly Mother, with her, you come to Jesus and ask for graces. Take this rosary, not just wordings and blah, 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 blah. Oh, I finished my rosary. And then, no. As if you're holding the hand of Heavenly Mother all the time. Yeah, good. Keep the rosary in the hand. As if you're holding the hand of our Heavenly Mother. She is with you. Stay with you. But you have to work. You have to walk. Hold your hand, but you have to walk. You have to open your mouth. So beautiful, eh? But we have to work hard on our spiritual life. Okay, we pray for one another this week.